Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can better assist you today?
Yeah, 38501.
38501?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please. What's your first and last name, please?
Ronald Fenn. What's the name of this company?
This is a third-party call center, sir. We provide customer support for several different online vendors and merchants. Okay. I'm trying to locate your account so I can identify which one you're associated with. Yeah. For security purposes, Mr. Fenn, I do see an account for you. Could you please verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah, 2475 Dodson Branch Road, Apartment G1, Cookeville, Tennessee, 38501. I was told yesterday that I was supposed to get a package yesterday, and I never got it, and I'm still not received it yet, and I don't know what's going on, but I would like to have my money back if I can't get my package.
Okay, are you referring to the keto products? Because this what this account is. It looks like you paid shipping and handling for a 14-day trial, Mr. Fenn. That was on 5/22. Your package, and it was actually for the Vital Care Keto Gummies and the Vital Care Cleanse. There's an additional straight sale for Vital Care for Scolin, which is an additional dietary product. Everything shipped out on the 23rd. Let me see where it's at in terms. And you haven't even received it yet? Because let me tell you that you do have charges on here, sir, for $99.97, as well as $109.97 for the gummies. And that's the end of trial price.
Oh, no. I haven't received anything.
I understand, sir.
I'm getting excited there.
Yeah, I understand. No worries. We're gonna get it together for you, because that's what I was gonna say. You haven't even received the products yet and been charged. Hang on there. And when you say you were told yesterday you were supposed to, now your bank declined those charges, first of all. So yeah, no worries. Yes, sir. I said you had the charges, and maybe I should have said that they're declined charges before I just said you were charged. Yeah. It didn't come off your account. Let me see. It says that you called on 5/23, tracking number received from fulfillment. Let me pull this account and see where your packages are. It says they were delivered May 31st. So if you haven't received them, sir, 9 out of 10, then they were either, well, name it. They say they were delivered on yesterday. Have you checked the mail?
I have. Well, no, how is it supposed to come?
It comes regular USPS by the postal service in the mail.
Well, I guess I should check my mailbox.
Yeah, because according to this,
I thought it was supposed to come from UPS.
UPS? No, they're not going to do that one. Mm-mm. No, they just come regular USPS mail. Now, I want to advise you, Mr. Fenn, that because you have been charged the end of trial price at this juncture, it might be in your best interest to let me extend your trial out for a full 30 days. That way, you can always call in before your trial expires and avoid that end of trial charge.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so give me just a moment.
I mean, in fact, I haven't even got it yet.
So. Exactly. So you have the opportunity this way to try it out, you know, for a few weeks or a couple of weeks to see if it's something that's going to be conducive for your weight loss or not. Right. And if it's not, just make sure, Mr. Fenn, that you give us a call back prior to June 22nd to cancel, to avoid those charges, because the bank declined those in the, June 22nd. So call in before then. So just make a mental note, call back on June 21st to cancel if you don't want to be charged those end of trial prices.
Okay.
All right. Give me just a moment to make these changes to your account, sir. I'm going to place you on a brief hold if you don't mind while I do that, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what I did, sir, was make a note and send it to corporate, not only to extend your trial out for 30 full days, but not to bill you again prior to the new trial extension. And again, that would be on 6/22 when this your trial will expire. So as long as you call in, Mr. Finn, prior to June 22nd, you will not be billed or shipped anything else. Now, if you don't call in, say you like the products and you want to keep them, I've arranged for you to have a 50% discount on those products. So instead of $109.97 and $99.97, they'll only be $54.50 for the one that was $109, and for the one that was $99, it'll only be $49.98. And that's only if you decide to keep them. You're not obligated to purchase.
So you're saying that after the 21st, if I decide I don't want it, I have to return whatever I have left?
No, no, you don't have to return anything, though. That's not anywhere near what I said. What I said was I extended your trial out. Make sure you call back in prior to June 21st, on or before June 21st to cancel, so you won't be billed anything else. I've discounted the products for you by 50%, so if you want to keep the products, you don't call in, and you'll have 50% off of those products as long as you continue to receive them. That doesn't obligate you to keep them because I offered you 50% off. It just,
so when you say keep, you don't talking about the ones I'm getting. You're talking about any future
yeah,
ones.
Yes. That's my verbiage. I'm sorry. Correct. If you want
right.
to continue receiving.
Well, that's why I was kind of confused. You said keep.
Yeah,
as if
right.
The ones I'm getting,
exactly.
Not the future ones.
Right, exactly. You're correct, sir. That is absolutely correct. My apologies for that. Yeah, so in other words, if you don't cancel, they assume that you want to continue receiving the products. So what they'll do is they'll charge you for what you already have, and about 2 weeks later, they'll start shipping it out to you on a monthly basis. You can always cancel at any time. You can have your account put on a 30-day hold or a 60-day hold. You could even call this number back and say that you want to go for getting the product every other month instead of once a month. So it's pretty flexible. Just have to keep the communication lines open. And I want to put emphasis, if you don't call before the 21st to cancel, they will bill you, but they're only going to bill you half price for what you already have. And then moving forward, you'll always get that 50% discount, Mr. Finn. It'll never go up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Finn. Is there anything else that you can think of, sir, that I can assist you with today before I release the line?
That's all. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Stay safe.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.